Blog Hello, Talk everybody. Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Suzanne Tarazi Ferraro, and Frank Marino will be on in a little bit. But I'd like to start the show and give you an idea of what it's about. Basically, this is to get rid of the nursing homes because they're very, they have been focused many years on, basically, the only way I could describe it is a genocide of the people who live there. My mom, my dad were recently the victims of, basically, they lived there 2 years, and they both died in the 2 years' time. It's terrible. And I tell you one thing, I never, ever have experienced that in my entire life. I wish, you know, I've seen them also in 2 years' time just really, you know, basically demised to nothing. And I really wish, you know, everybody, you know, would get, you know, better care when they're actually in, you know, the nursing home. And also better services, better everything. But that's not what's happening, and that's not what will keep happening. So what, you know, we realized is the better way to do it is to get rid of these nursing homes and change them into accessible housing enforced by the Americans with Disabilities Act. And that is a very weak law. I'll tell you, it doesn't have that as of now. So that's what we are, you know, doing. We're trying to get enforcement of the ADA and do a lot of other things in the meantime. And that's what we're going to share with you, a few of the close and personal things that people have mentioned, actually, right on Twitter. One person replied to what I had said about my mom, and I was really proud of this person. I invited them on our show, but I don't know. I believe that they're a little shy. That's what I'm going to say. But I do invite them again because they keep commenting or keep watching my Twitter dialogue. So I'm very, they're very nice when I was speaking with them online. But I don't know. I don't know if they're going to continue just looking at my Twitter feed. So it was kind of nice having them look at my Twitter feed. So I'm going to keep talking to them and see if they will come on air. All right, so everybody, I'm waiting on Frank Marino. Let me take a quick look again and see if he has, yes, he's joining us. Here he is. All right, so Frank Marino is here. Let me see if, you know, he'd like to join us. Here he is. Hello, Frank. How are you?
Yeah, welcome to Inner Sight Wednesday night.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yeah.
I'm very excited and proud that a person responded
right
to the Twitter, because it shows you that Inner Sight is right. There
That's
are
it.
People out there who don't want their loved ones to go into a nursing home. Now, one of the things that's happening here is there are many, many statistics that aren't posted about the disabled.
That's right.
And that's one of them. One of them is how many people are trying to help their loved ones or their friends or relatives to stay out of a nursing home by taking care of them as best they can, by spending their own resources. Submit that there's got to be thousands in the country, maybe millions like that we don't know about.
Well, the last time...
And the news media doesn't write about that.
Sorry. Yeah, that's true. They
so
can't.
there you have another aspect of this, you see, by Inner Sight reaching out. And by the way, we stand ready to help anyone who is in that situation.
That's true.
Whether they come on the show or not. You don't have to come on the show.
That's right.
But it certainly points out that the need is there, and I'd like to see all of these programs from the independent living center that is based on ridiculous, stupid criteria to keep people out. The money should be diverted from those programs. The government should take a survey and find out how many, and the money from those programs should be diverted to help that person, to assist their friend or loved one to stay out of the nursing home. There it is, right there.
Right there, yeah.
And the agencies, and we said this last night, but it's worth repeating, the agencies should join in and start raising money to keep the person out. And then what I'd like to see happen is a joint news conference in letting the world know that this is happening, that we're contributing to this, and the solution, that we have the solution to these nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing. Now, if all the agencies got together and did this, believe me, the politicians would have to do something about it.
They certainly would.
And that's what we need. And I believe that this is the beginning of this happening.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
one person coming forward.
There's going to be more. Yeah? All right.
Yeah.
I believe that. I really do. I got to get myself a place in the mall and start
asking. It's a sign.
Yeah, it is.
It's a sign from an angel.
Oh, yeah.
Really
I know who the angel is.
Oh, there are many.
There's a baby. Yes.
You know, my dog is
there's
an angel.
There's a baby. Oh, I know that.
She
many gets
angels.
You around. There's many angels, yes. But it is a sign from an angel. Yes, it is.
So
we're
going to do our best to develop this concept, to try to find other people and try to get people more involved. This person who contacted us, we'd be happy to look into trying to do a fundraiser for you.
Yes.
And help, you know, offset some of the costs that you're incurring to save this person from a nursing home.
That's right.
So we urge you, you know, you and you can remain anonymous if you want to.
That's right. You don't have to tell people who you are. It's not even required. That's all. If you want to, that's your business. But we don't have to when we're on air because that's your privacy, you know?
But
that's
it shows you that people
can
make the difference, and that's how the change is going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
People
I tell you one thing.
Who are doing it.
Right. I had a dream once that, you know, we were trying to discuss how we were going to do, we were having a protest, but it was more like we weren't bringing disabled people there. We were having them represented by someone that was helping people out, and then the person, we would put a laptop there. And they would tune in, and the other person would, you know, say, I'm taking care of them, and I'm here to represent them, like that. And we had a discussion on how we
like we do with the Skype.
Yeah, we did, yeah. And we had all the people, whoever was taking care of them, represent them with the Skype and stand there as if they were helping them, you know, move the Skype around and get their face all in focus and stuff. And they would attest that they were, you know, I had this dream. And I was like, this is an awesome dream. I woke up, I was shaking, Frank. I said, this is what we need. This is exactly what we need, you know?
Well, if this idea can work without money being put in and without the Volunteers for Freedom, being available, You can imagine how it can work so much better with the money and the volunteers
for
freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's the proof.
Yeah.
There's the proof right there that it can work.
Yeah.
Inner Sight, this show is brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, Tom Driven, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Big East, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady.
Yeah.
And we're brought to you by Anthony Kennedy Realty, good friend to Inner Sight. Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. A lot of talk on the news about mortgages and building and all that. You want to get the latest, call Mr. Kennedy.
Kennedy. Yeah.
631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it on Inner Sight.
That's
all right, true. We salute and honor all the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. Go an extra mile for a child. Those are some of the children that have passed away. Way too young.
Yeah. Way.
Go an extra mile. Inner Sight reminds you for a child.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I want to thank my buddy John, another believer in Inner Sight, for his $300 donation. Keeps the show going, keeps the phone going.
Keeps everything going.
Well, we greatly appreciate that. And he wants to continue to do more.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. We're going to get there, folks.
We certainly are. I tell you,
you wait and see. Through all the obstacles and hurdles.
Oh yeah.
It's even an obstacle and a hurdle to get this show on the air.
Sometimes, yeah. You
and
know
we
why
still
we
still do it.
We still do it. Yep. We still do.
So we're determined.
Yes, we
because
are.
Because we know Inner Sight is right. That doesn't mean we're not open to your ideas, to other ideas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to sacrifice the concept of Inner Sight.
No, we're not. We never do.
That'll never happen.
No. No.
Because we need to change this system. You know, it's horrible to have people living and working and living with the threat of a nursing home over their head. You know?
I mean, it's
crazy. It's absolutely... Who wants to conduct their life
with that? I am living with that. I'm living every day with that. And you know what I tell everybody? I don't care what people think. If somebody comes to me with the threat of a nursing home, like Adult Protective Services, well... they're going to have a big fight, a really big fight.
Throw
them
out. Tell them to get out.
Yeah, I will.
Tell
them
you gotta. Yep. Sorry, let me see your warrant. Where's your warrant?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to fight so hard.
Otherwise, get out of my house.
That's right. It's going to be a big
I don't believe in nursing
fight.
Homes. It's against my religion. They're in with the devil. That's what I told them.
There you go. That's what I'm going to say. Thank you for the extra insight. But I really am going to fight.
Yes,
I'm going to mobilize people, and I'm going to fight hard.
Nursing homes are a product
are part of
the devil. It's against my
I
religion to
swear.
Be in a nursing home.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it is. I believe
so
that.
So there's my explanation. You want to fight my religion? Go ahead.
Yeah.
See how far you get.
Right? They will.
Yeah. So
do something. So get ready.
Why don't we run? Let's run the Able News if you have it available.
Yeah, I do, but I just have to go to another screen. Bear with me.
All right. In the meantime, I'll tell people about the schedule. Tomorrow night's show: how African American groups need to do a lot more for the disabled.
That's right.
mm-hmm. and will reveal how the African Americans can improve their image by doing so.
Yes, they can.
We'll talk about that tomorrow night. Friday night's
yep.
the funnies over here.
Mm-hmm.
You heard Louis last night, and
oh, he's funny.
He'll be one of our crazy guests on.
Yeah.
Friday night, live on Inner Sight. Jimmy Dinigan
will
be here.
We have Anthony. If you'd like to open the calls to Anthony.
Oh, we have a caller.
Yes, we do. We have Anthony.
Oh, Anthony from Brooklyn, one of our regular.
Yeah.
Callers.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll do the Able News first.
Yeah, I was right near Able News. I went right to Anthony first. So.
You have the Able News available?
Yes, I do. All right, here we go.
Do that first, and then we'll
it's like 40 seconds.
Take a phone call.
Able is
in then we'll
Inner Sight Live.
By and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Angela, Melanie.
Right.
Anthony from
Anthony,
Brooklyn,
you ready?
Is he on the line?
He'll be in a second. Okay, there it is.
Hi.
Right. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hey.
Good. How
good.
Are you doing?
Good.
Okay, so here's what's on my mind. You know, I started thinking to myself about these nursing homes and how they advertise. And, you know, if you look at it, you know, it'll really make you laugh because you know that that's not what it's about. But they, you know, stimulate your mind and your eyes by drawing you in with these compassionate-looking pictures. And, you know, they show the elderly people, you know, doing activities, and it's got beautiful grass. I mean, it looks like a home in, like, upstate New York or Connecticut somewhere that,
yeah.
you know, somebody paid a lot of money for and, you know, never had to work like a very, you know, well-off person and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get in there, and then you realize that even if
doing
the facility is nice-looking, yeah, outside or inside, it's still garbage because it's not worth anything. It's just a nice building with people who don't care or will neglect you or is understaffed, but you know they're able to maintain the look because you know they have the money to afford the upkeep of the facility. So when, you know, somebody goes in there, it's nice and warm and, you know, nice and chilly and, you know, maybe they've got some music playing and, you know, when somebody is going to come to tour the nursing home, they'll make sure that the bed is made nice in the room you're going to go in
and look at.
Or, you know, and so, no?
Yeah. No, sometimes not. In the long-term woods, it's horrible, literally horrible. They don't bring you to the long-term wards. They bring you to the rehab wards, truthfully. Yeah, I used to be in the rehab ward, and they used to bring people all the time to see the rooms. Yep.
So
this is the rehab ward, and they never told you what else about the long-term wards.
So they just basically tell you, you know, this is what we're serving, you know, eat or don't?
I'm sorry to hear
you. I mean, what if you're a vegetarian or what if you're a vegan?
They would tell you what it is. They would tell you that they have it. Yeah.
Yeah. This is where you're going to spend the rest of your life. And, you know, we'll make you comfortable here and we'll make accommodations and will this and will that, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once we get you here, then, you know, we'll talk to you any way we want because your family is not here and once you're here, you're ours, because we take your money, and then, well, then you can't go home because you have no home. And, well, if you do have a home.
And they believe that. They believe that. Because they feel like the parents, not the parents, the people abandoned you there, and they're leaving you there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And
do you know there is
they
a number
will.
Of how many people, I'm sorry again, there is a number of how many people were taken out of the nursing homes because they didn't want people to die in the nursing homes alone. I don't know exactly how much were taken out because of COVID.
And, yeah, because people who got fed up with it or, you know, took a look in the mirror and said, you know, this is not the way, you know, I want our family to be and to be separated and apart. And, you know, if I don't get my mom out of there, then, you know, she'll die. And, yeah, she was, you know, yeah. And she, you know, was in the nursing home and I put her there before the virus happened and I realized
that,
you know, it was a big mistake and it was foolish and I can get her home care and I can get her home. And then, you know, all the nursing homes lost a lot of money, of course, from this. But then, you know, good old Cuomo, he put everybody in the nursing home and, you know, continued
the
business going.
The protective services do that. So
yeah, because, Suzanne, you know, regardless of however, you know, bad a pandemic gets, APS is APS, and they're not your family, and you're just a case number to them, and they don't care about you, and they just want to fulfill their case and get their pat on their back, and that's sad. I mean, they'll tell you that, you know, they'll get you home care and stuff like that, and that they're probably right that they, you know, could sort of steer you out of their, you know, agency to social services to do so, you know, because they have supervisors and they're all lawyers. But, you know, you realize in your head that these people, once you get there, are kind of, you know, shoved aside and forgotten about. And, you know, well, they're there for so long that, you know, Medicaid just gets used to paying for it. And then, you know, you just kind of live there. And, I mean, you can max out. But I've heard of people maxing out, you know, if you've been there too long and they don't think you need to be there and the insurance doesn't want to pay for it. But, you know, where are you going to go? And, you know, let's face it, here we go again. On SSI, only have, you know, very little money to live off of in Medicaid.
Right.
Where are you going to find an accessible place? There's supportive housing, which we know, that you can't get into.
Nowhere.
And there's public housing, which means...
Which means nowhere.
If you only had five years...
Excuse me, Anthony. I'd like to make an appeal before I forget. I want to appeal to all the people who got their loved ones out of the nursing home when the pandemic came in. And I want to appeal to all those in this country, because I believe there are thousands, perhaps millions, who have taken it upon themselves to help a loved one or a friend to stay out of the nursing home. I want to appeal to these people to contact your local politician and say, if you don't turn these nursing homes into accessible housing, we're not going to vote for you. And I'm going to tell all my friends and spread the word.
Yeah.
Spread the word. That's what needs to be done, because that's what they're going to listen to.
That's right.
These nursing homes should serve a purpose for all people. Turn them into accessible housing, or we won't vote for you. That's what these people could do who have, you know, responded, gotten their people out or helping others to stay out.
Right.
We need your power. Sign the petition. and send that message to your legislator or your congressperson.
But the issue is, Frank, that these politicians only use their power for what they're interested in and, you know, their pet projects and what they're concerned about. And I know that maybe if enough people call and they become interested, then they will. But the issue is, again, to me, that I always feel like, you know, once you're out of society's eyes, you're out of their mind and, you know,
That's true.
You know, it's not in their hearts because it was just in their minds anyway, and they never really thought anything about it, and they just, well, you're there, and that's your life, and you're old, and whatever, you know what I mean? It's, you know, it's different when it comes to being rich, because money talks, and, well, they know,
people
we all know what they say about their thing, and, you know, it's all about butt-kissing because, you know, you're rich and everybody wants money from you. So, you know, it's like seeing somebody that you haven't seen in how many years to collect money from them. And, you know, everybody's got a vested interest in getting you out because, you know, they want to get on your good side to get money out of you while you're alive or, you know, money, you know, coming from your will or whatever they can get out of you. And that's all there is to it. And then there are people that use you just because, you know, they don't have a nice apartment and they need a nice apartment from you and you can afford one. So, you know, they'll try to get you out based on that. But these nursing homes don't really care about anybody. They, you know, just have you living there until you get on inner sight. And then all of a sudden you don't need to be there anymore. And I say to myself, well, how is that? Because, I mean, you know, if you need to be there on Monday just because somebody gets on inner sight on Tuesday and they go, you know, and they look at the side of their eye, and then all of a sudden the world changes, you know. Why? Because it's all in what they want to do. They want you out.
Yeah, because they're told by the upper echelon, you better get this person out of here before this gets out of hand.
It's the same, and they
probably said, I heard that guy on the inner side say that he's friends with somebody from the Associated Press. Come on, get her out of here.
It's the same thing, Mike. If you've ever watched the news, as soon as a news reporter walks up to any, you know, place of business and, you know, has a camera and a microphone, they immediately close the doors and no comments.
Yeah.
They put their hand in the face of the camera and everything, and the reporter's face. That's, you know, what it's all about. And then the camera lens and the reporter, the cameraman can't take the picture. And, well, you know how it goes, because they would never want anyone in those nursing homes to take pictures of those conditions, because we all know how filthy those bed sheets are.
And
I know the right reporter to call, too.
That's right.
I know, and that's the problem.
You also got to know the person. The truth has to come out. So some reporters will just really look for the truth and are very truthful. And you have to call those reporters. You know,
and that's
something
the problem.
That's very
that's
difficult to find. But when you find it, you better just use it. You know?
Yeah, that's what they're afraid of. You know what I mean? And that's what they know could happen.
They better make everything look pretty.
Well, they better hire a decorator, interior designer, because I don't know. You can get some really good cushioning, I guess, you know, for chairs and, you know, maybe some,
well,
you know.
Well, some people, they come from other institutions and they bring them to that institution. What they do is they have to lay them down on their stomach and put them on a stretcher because they're behind, it's that raw. You know,
right, the other way.
Yeah.
So opposite. Right,
yeah.
And they figure nobody will know, because when you go into a nursing home from a hospital, you get laid on the bed by the paramedics, or, you know, that's basically what happens. So,
no, they do,
you know,
a full body check when you go to a nursing home. You get a full body check from head to toe. I mean,
yeah,
this is the craziest thing. I had the smallest cut on my foot, right? But yet, they documented it, they measured it, they swear. This is the craziest thing. I said, I cut my foot. Leave it alone. It's healing.
Yeah,
I
but
did.
That's
I cut it
when
shaving.
Yeah, but that's when you, I thought, that's when you first, you know, get into a nursing home and they're kind of, you know, assessing you and seeing your condition. And that's all about lawsuits, so, you know, you can't blame them for anything and they could write it down and all that. But I'm talking about, you know, I didn't hear what you just said, I'm sorry.
They're measuring it, too. So it's kind of funny that it's all scammed up, it's all healed, and they're measuring the darn thing.
It's
so
all
said,
for legal purposes. It's all for
legal purposes. Yeah, they use all that stuff to get money from the government. What do you think it is?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
so scared.
But it's not
yeah.
only money from the government. It's from the insurance companies. Because now they can get a wound care nurse to come into you and put a gauze on it. Which I find extremely funny because it's already healed.
Well, you know, they have to make it look like they're providing care.
Exactly.
It's like
they
look you they look you over. Excuse me. They look you over to say, well, let's see, where can we make money on this body?
Yeah, it's true though.
Oh, it's a new body to make money off of until she dies.
Yeah, how we can make money on that?
Yeah. And,
I find it so
ruthless.
Yeah,
it's and
terrible.
We'll do everything we could to keep her alive because we need to make as much money as
we
could. We
need them to keep paying.
I mean, you know, we
You know what
we
my
have
insurance
to,
said one time? Don't put her in a nursing home. They actually said that. She doesn't thrive well there. She combats the whole time. Of course I'm going to combat you, idiot.
Exactly.
I don't like being in a nursing home. Yeah. I don't like
that. In other words, what they're saying is it's a waste of time to put her there.
Yeah.
Because when
That's
she
right.
gets there, she's not going to be cooperative. So we're not going to go through the process of putting her in just so,
in the first
you know,
place.
She can get out.
Right.
Because they don't want to pay for you to go into a nursing home. But, you know, nobody wants to be bothered with working together, to, especially on the nursing home's part, to do paperwork to have you admitted, just to have you out of there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then you're considered a nuisance to them. Yeah. Especially because of the fact of what was it that you did when you wanted care and they, you know, you wanted, you know, someone to sit in the room with you, you know, and do things for you. And they said that that was babying you. And it's not, I understand, you know, you need one-on-one care. But in the nursing home, they don't provide that. And they figure in their minds that people who, you know, go into a nursing home have already accepted and have had their mind already, you know, preset and understand the fact that they're not going to get that, you know. So it's,
well, you
know,
can get
we'll
that
get
as if you pay for it all. You can.
Right.
You
but
can
they
get
know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
they
I
want to
see, I want to see if we can read that. Can you read that tweet that we got from that person? That,
yeah, I'm trying to look for it right now. I was going to read it myself.
Yeah, I want to see if we can.
I can't see it too well right this moment. It's too small.
Can you make
it
bigger?
I have no glasses. Nope, because I have the
You don't have
the
any glasses.
Glasses that my husband bought me, and they're not making me see all that. Everything's blurry on it, so I'm really trying. Can't find the other glasses, and the aid wouldn't
look good.
Got
to have the right glasses.
Yes, that's right. I'm
so you can't read
trouble
it.
Seeing
can
tonight.
You?
Yes, very
can you paraphrase it?
Yes, I can. Well, what was happening is we were talking, all of us, about insurance. And the president was going to, you know, do something with the Medicaid, right? And I'm like, I'm hoping with the Medicaid he's going to help the disabled. That was my remark, well, a little bit of my remark. And then I said, number one, get rid of the nursing homes. And, you know, I started with our three main principles. One person took the nursing homes, and that was the woman who I read that little ditty to you the other day. And what she said was she takes care of one of her really good friends and doesn't...
Oh, so it's a woman
who's
doing this.
Yeah, the woman was doing it. So she takes care of one of her good friends, and she takes care of this person, you know, to, you know, make sure that he stays out of a nursing home.
Uh-huh.
So basically, that was they don't have enough money to... She's providing him money to stay out of the nursing home. Sort of like what my...
Did she say where she was from, what state, or...?
I don't remember the state.
Country?
I don't think she did. But for some reason, she was talking in another tweet. For some reason, I think she's in Maryland. She was talking
in Maryland?
About being in Maryland, I think. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not far from New York.
No,
but, Miss, if you're listening to the show, we are proud of you. We honor you. And we're trying to do whatever we can to make it so that people can't go to nursing homes.
That's the key.
There's the bottom line.
That is the bottom line, yes.
And there's plenty of money to help people like you who are helping keep somebody out of a nursing home, but that money is not controlled by us.
That's right.
It goes to agencies, and they have to use it under certain rules and regulations and all that stuff. So Inner Sight is with you, and you know, anything we can do to help, don't hesitate to let us know.
That's right.
All right, so that's the tweet. That's the gist of
the
tweet, right?
Yeah.
Is that the only one we got?
Yeah, basically. The one that we had from being online. And she was very happy to see that somebody else was believing what she believed.
That's a start.
Yeah?
That to me is a breakthrough.
I think so. I really do.
Because when you have one, you have 10, you have 100, you have 1,000.
Right. Keep going.
You know?
Right.
There's got to be more people like that.
There is.
My buddy John, who just donated money to Inner Sight, did the same thing for a friend.
Right.
Kept them out of the nursing home.
Yeah.
By helping
them. A lot of people are doing that.
Well, that's what the politicians need to look at.
Every day because of the system. And people are giving me trouble every single day. Be aware, all of a sudden, if you do not see me, you call Chris. I'll have to give you Chris's number. I'm being serious. Because one of these days, I'm going to be thrown in one. And I tell you, I want everybody to get me out, for real.
Yeah.
Okay?
Don't worry, Suzanne. We'll get you out just like we got everybody else out. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Make it quick.
But
Don't
worry. We will all work on it.
I told you. Tell them it's against your religion.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll be saying that. They might sit up and laugh and then keep me in there. So be ready.
What religion can you, say that you believe in that would not permit you to
Suzanne's
go into
religion?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My
mean,
own religion. I started it.
you could say that you were Jewish and they don't have kosher food. What else?
My
luck
will be a kosher. What do you call nursing home? No, we could get to, you know, anything you want. You never asked.
You need to see a
That'll
rabbi. You don't know if they, you know, if they have separate sinks and, you know, you require separate, you know, refrigerator in case, you know, they put other people's unkosher food in your refrigerator.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And, you know, what else can you, what's that thing that Jewish people put on the door that you have to have a mezuzah on the door for religious purposes?
Yeah.
And you could start a whole thing, you know.
Thrive,
you know.
Oh my God!
But
I don't know all the Jewish things. You have to call me every night and give me one.
Well, I'll start looking them up. I know that Jewish prayer, and you know, we'll have temple over the phone. We'll together, and you know, we'll. You know,
I have a friend who's a rabbi.
Oh, there you go. Let him come and bless me. They do that.
I bet he would visit you.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You should have him do a prayer for all the neglected people. You know.
That's good.
You know,
all the neglected
visits.
People in the nursing home.
Yeah, exactly. He'd be there from morning to night. He'd better wake up
like
a lion. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean.
All right, inner sight, Anthony. We're gonna move on. Anything else?
No, thank you, Frank.
Great.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Good night.
Jewish spirit.
Inner sight. And by the way, if you need dog food, cat food, nobody starved on Long Island, my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, and when he's able to do it, veterinarian care. I think I got the wrong number.
I think you do. It's
nobody starved on Long Island. Go to the Facebook or the website.
Yeah, the Facebook.
484-3085.
That's correct.
631-484-3085.
That's correct.
All right. Inner sight, nursing homes kill people, turn them into accessible housing.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Something
get
that everybody can
turn
use.
Turn them into housing with accessibility.
And that's our show tonight. And anyone out there who is in a nursing home or you have someone in a nursing home, you need help, call us.
Yeah.
Do whatever we can.
That's true.
I wish we could tell you we had the money to help you, but we don't.
Yeah, we don't.
But we're working on trying to make that happen, too. So the Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And we need all the help we can get. I again urge every agency, even if you have to modify your mission statement, to step up and start helping people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find the people who are helping their friends to stay out of nursing homes and start with that.
Yeah, definitely. That's the best.
Start with that.
Yeah.
And then we can all join together and alert the media and say how we want these nursing homes transformed. Accessible housing.
Oh, boy. What will you do when my thing comes along for the press? What are you going to say? If they
when your thing what?
In a nursing home. What would you do with my... What would you do if somebody comes and wants to put me in a nursing home, what will you say to the press?
What would I say to the press?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that nobody belongs in a nursing home.
There you go. There you go.
You know, that,
especially Suzanne, she never wanted to be in.
It's abusive, then you get neglected.
Yeah. And I think it's just getting worse.
And I would tell them what we want to accomplish. Turn them into accessible housing.
That's right.
Why are you so concerned lately with going to a nursing home? What's going on?
Oh, it's just been getting bad. People I'm sorry?
I couldn't understand what you just said.
I said, oh, it's just getting bad, meaning that, you know, I was at one point signing paperwork when I was getting that stuff, and I can't read that stupid paperwork because of my damn vision, first of all. And then when I go back and reread it, I'm trying to get special, you know, glasses, 10X glasses, and I still can't read the darn thing because then it gets too fuzzy because it's too much magnification.
About what?
Well, I'm trying to read the paperwork that some of the people left me, you know, for that program, and then also I'm trying to read the past.
Wait a minute, I thought you did all that.
I did. But I also wanted to read some of my past paperwork. All of it says that if they deem you, you know, basically are now not with it mentally, they could throw you in at any time. So that's one thing you got to keep check of. You know, if you want to yell or scream or whatever, don't. Whatever you do,
yeah, but they have to prove that in court. They're going to
say
that you're mentally
unstable
or whatever.
You know, well, anytime
you
have any kind of, that you let out any scream or something, just don't do it. And even in your own home, well, there's people who are strangers. I'm being serious. Because I think people will start taking pictures at this point, even if it's your own home. You know? Don't argue. Don't do anything. That's how I feel right now. And you know that it's my own home, and I should be able to do whatever I want in my own home.
Well, I think one of the things you should do is important is every day make sure you get up out of bed and do things and move around and go outside
and
that's what you got to do.
I'm getting a service.
The worst thing you can do is lay in bed all day.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's going to be used against you.
Well, I'm always in pain, so I got to relax the muscles of my body.
Yeah, but you can go outside. You can wheel around the block.
I have a wheelchair that sucks. Not to say anything, you know, bad about it, but it really does suck. The wheelchair is starting to break down after only a few years. So I have to look and see when I got this, and I got to speak with them because it's really very uncomfortable right now.
Well, then you
got
to do that too. Don't you have another one?
Nope. The old one's the same. Yep. I have no really good wheelchair. I need a really good wheelchair, and then I need a portable wheelchair.
Oh, you got to take care of that. Call Silo.
They're
supposed to help
you. They only have borrowing wheelchairs. They don't have anything.
No. Call them and find out what's going on with that. If they accept you in that program, aren't they going to get you a wheelchair?
Yes, they are.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
Tell them. Tell them it's an emergency. You need the wheelchair.
I do. They'll give me the one from the shitty closet. Excuse my French, ladies and gentlemen, but that's how I feel about it. Put it this way, I need a lot of Lysol for that. Seriously. I don't feel comfortable.
You gotta remain active. It's important.
Yeah, I know. My wheelchair is so... I'm sitting in my wheelchair now. It's very uncomfortable. Yeah.
I would call them and demand an answer, whether they're going
to
help
you
or not. Because then we know
what to do.
Then we know what we got to do.
Yeah, I know. If they deny me, then I go back to the MLTC. That's what I've been told. And that would be the same thing I had before. You know.
Go back to what?
The same thing I had before, which is not bad, but it's just going to run out. You know, I need, you know, coverage. I need to have coverage, you know.
All right, well, find out first if they're going to help you.
Yeah.
You know, deserve an answer. It's been months, isn't it?
Pardon?
Where's the answer? You know, I would call and demand an answer.
Yeah.
You have a right to know.
Yeah, I would.
Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And one of the things you can do, anybody who is in a nursing home, you don't like being in there?
Of course.
Contact the media every day. Use your phone.
Yeah.
Tell them what's going on in these places. Try to hit a story.
Yeah, try to make it as compassionate as you can. You call them and listen, I don't know the rate I'm going, I don't know if I'll be alive, because the rate they're going, they're going to give me, if it's a disease that they're going to give me, if they're not cleaning you enough, they're going to give me a disease, or they're going to give me COVID, they're going to give me, like they did with my mom, she was trying to call me and warn me. Okay, I had no idea because they took the phones away from her. So that wasn't good. I said, why isn't your cell phone near you? She couldn't even answer me. She had sepsis that went into her brain and gave her a brain infection. And they told me that it wasn't from
them. Yeah, well, it happened
to
a lot of
people
in those places.
Yeah, I know. They killed her. They really did. And I can't get
even
a lawsuit.
They're horrible places.
Yeah, it was a very horrible place. All of them are. From the
well, that's the title
of
this show,
ones,
Nursing Homes
Kill
People.
To the bad-looking ones, they all stink. Stink. Really stink. Yes. Yes, because they don't
all
have
right.
enough help, number one. You know?
And they won't allow help in.
That's right. If you have a one-to-one, you have a
that
better chance of being cleaned than if you have that, but it doesn't say that you won't die in a home care environment. That's true. I understand that, but it
also
doesn't say.
Well, that's definite proof that they don't care about the person. They only care about the place.
Yeah, that's right. But the thing just doesn't fit right with me, the way in which this woman who called me to report that my mother passed away, she said to me, oh, it was in the night, and one of the girls went in to check on both patients and take the vitals. And she felt my mother cold, and she said, that's not normal. I'm going to report it to the supervisors. And they came in and found that she was dead. So I knew that was going to happen. You know, you don't see the way she was sounding the last few weeks was not good, and she wasn't talking. So my mother basically, you know, after I saw her 2 days before, literally just found in her own, you know, whatever she had in her chest, she had heart failure. So she also drowned in her own heart failure. They did say she had cardiac arrest. Not cardiac, whatever the thing they wrote cardiac something on her. She didn't have the right a name of it even, and I was like, are you kidding me? She put the wrong name of what she died from. I was like, she's really beautiful. You know, she puts the wrong name down. It was something like...
Well, that shows you how they don't care about these people.
Yeah, they don't. They just move on.
Even in their death.
I can't see it to tell you right now because these glasses aren't strong enough. But when I get the better glasses, next episode of the nursing home show, I will have it for everybody. I just cannot, because then I could read it. You know, and I'm waiting for those other glasses to come. It's just more comfortable.
Our only weapon against these nursing homes right now is the program, the show.
Right.
And the right of freedom of speech.
That's right.
And the petition that we have.
Yeah. I got to get to a mall or something.
That's the recourse we have.
That's true.
There are many, many agencies that have the money who could help and don't.
Yeah. So, you know what it is? I really think that, remember when we were trying to get certain people to understand so we could petition in their location? And people are like, this just doesn't sound right. And they were trying to take certain pieces and only use certain pieces out of our petition. And we were saying to them, no, you can't, because these pieces are what makes the petition right. You cannot, this is from testimony. You can't take that out. That's what happened to a person. All those things that happened to my mom really actually happened in the petition. So
yes.
You can't take it out. That's the problem.
No, you don't want to take that out.
Yes, they do. I remember somebody who said, you know, can't we lighten up this petition? You know who I'm saying. And you said, no, that's what happened to somebody. I remember you saying that, you know. And that's, like, really horrible.
You don't want to muddy up the waters and the truth.
No, you can't. That's
truth
right.
The truth.
That's right.
You know.
Truth has always been the
so
truth.
So we'll press on. We'll keep revealing it.
Yeah.
As long as God gives us the strength.
That's right.
And we'll get there.
We will get there. I know
it.
I feel
there.
It. Don't you feel that this is opening our pathway right now?
Yeah,
you
because
know?
There's a lot. There's a lot of good people.
Yeah.
Who don't approve of nursing homes.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's why we're going to get there.
That's right. I believe that. If you see something
so anybody
on
who
by
wants
the name is DC,
contribute to that, go to our website.
And
get on the
Twitter.
PayPal.
Yeah.
Even if you help us keep this show for 6 months, you know, it's $50 a month.
Yeah.
At $50 a month, Inner Sight would just get $10 out of that, but it would keep the show going.
Yeah. That's right.
And we'd be happy to acknowledge you.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do something about nursing homes? Keep this show going.
That's right.
We're the only program where you can hear this type of truth.
Yeah.
I don't know of any other program.
Nope.
That will point out these things and be as honest.
Yeah.
As we are with Inner Sight.
Listen to
real
the shows.
Real life stories.
Right. Exactly.
True to life stories. What?
Right. When I go and I tell people about this, when I'm talking about it, people will say to me, oh, my God, you're really telling it like it is. This is like happened. I said, yes, it is. It's happened. And we intend to get rid of them. You want to, you know, do something, have a family member straight in a nursing home, and then let them tell you the true story. You know? I'm like,
oh, yeah.
That's really... You'll get the person who's the most, okay, 90 seconds. You'll get the whole person who is really not interested in helping, but then all of a sudden after they hear the show or after they've been in a, you know, nursing home to help one of their family members or a friend, they'll be like, I can't do this anymore. I have to help.
The
you know,
biggest comment that I had when I was in the nursing home from every person I spoke to, can you get me out of here?
Yeah.
That was
that's
biggest
the best
question.
Yeah, exactly. 90 seconds.
That people
all right.
said.
Yeah, so we have the countdown, 90 seconds.
All well, right, Inner Sight, thank you
yeah.
for listening.
Yeah.
We'll be with you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And talk about
thank
how the black agencies should do more to help the disabled.
Yes.
Tomorrow night. We'll explain our concept on that to you.
And you could also
Inner Sight, thank you.
Us. Yes. 224-3090 and that's 631 area code. Thank you, World Inner Sight. Good night, everyone.
Goodbye, world.
Bye-bye. Goodbye, world.
Inner sight.
Inner sight. Take care. 10 seconds. Bye-bye.